And we are not finished yet. Then there is waiving your rights to those things that we spoke about yesterday. Revenge, I want them punished. Retribution, I want compensating. Repudiation, I'm being wrongly accused. Retaliation, I'll get them back. Reputation, I'm afraid of damage to it. Rebuttal, I will vindicate myself. In all of these responses, we're fighting our corner in our own way, but Jesus says, don't take up the cudgels on your own behalf. Let God fight for you. Leave the matter to him. But, fear of loss of our reputation is an issue here. When we refuse to waive our right to vindicate ourselves, we need to prove something. They need to know the real story. We were right. We deserve justice, compensation, whatever it is you're after. Just like the world, we want our pound of flesh to be vindicated, to be heard, and we are adopting its methods to get it. And the kingdom way? Well, it's upside down. Its values are upside down. Allow me to remind you. Openness and authenticity, sacrifice, love and discomfort, kingdom values. And the last part of Matthew 5 comes into the sacrifice and discomfort sections before it comes into the openness and authenticity with sacrifice. Don't resist. Turn the other cheek. Let them sue you for all you've got. Go the extra mile and give till it hurts. It's going to put us out some to do what Jesus asks. We're really going to have to learn to keep our mouths shut and our hearts open. People are going to be nasty towards us, and he expects us to treat them with respect, honour and love. Not only that, but go double the distance and to cap it all, to give up what is precious to us for them. He's telling us to get over ourselves and stop protecting our interests, to be sincere and put our neighbour's interests first. Not quite sure where this puts the popular but erroneous teaching about learning to love ourselves, but it all sounds familiar somewhere. Somehow I've read it somewhere. Try Philippians 2:3-8 in the Message. Don't let selfishness and prideful agendas take over. Embrace true humility and lift your heads to extend love to others. Get beyond yourselves and protecting your own interests. Be sincere and secure your neighbour's interests first. In other words, adopt the mindset of Jesus the Anointed. Live with his attitude in your hearts. Remember, though he was in the form of God, he chose not to cling to equality with God, but poured himself out to fill a vessel brand new, in servant form, a man indeed, the very likeness of humanity. He humbled himself, obedient to death, a merciless death on the cross. I knew I'd seen it somewhere. When Jesus tells us to turn the other cheek, he's not saying don't defend yourself physically, but verbally. When someone lies about you or attacks your integrity, when you're falsely accused or made to look foolish, waive your right of reply. Swallow your pride and let the other person win. God will vindicate you, or not, as he thinks fit. And be sure his way is the right way. Vengeance is his, if he deems it necessary. Romans 12:19, Hebrews 10:30. As for you, just turn the other cheek. It's a tremendous challenge and one that I will leave with you. As we go on, we will revisit these things as Jesus expands his teaching in chapters 6 and 7. But for the moment, we are not quite done with Matthew 5.